Oarsman Dodge, you can depend on Oarsman Dodge. Great name, great cars. That's the radio jingle for Oarsman Dodge in Sterling, Virginia. I first heard that when I was 8 years old, and it's been in my head perfectly since then. You know what else is still in my head perfectly? Doing business is a pleasure with a pal at Fair Oaks Dodge. Buy an automotive treasure, park it in your own garage. From trucks and vans and new sedans, there's no complaint to lodge. Doing business is a pleasure with a pal at Fair Oaks Dodge. Boom! Fair Oaks Dodge radio jingle, perfectly in my head. I've taken 2 infant CPR classes. I cannot remember, am I supposed to press on her chest first or blow into her mouth first? That can save my daughter's life. Very muddled up here, not clear on it, but Oarsman Dodge, you can depend on. Is this what happens when I'm getting... I thought when you got older, you jettisoned bullshit in your head and got really wise and could just drop wisdom all the time. All I have is fucking nonsense up here. Radio jingles, fucking lists of superheroes no one gives a shit about. Unhelpful. They're doing all this, you know, stem cell research and refiring brain neurons. Can I trade the Oarsman Dodge jingle for knowing whether to press on her chest first or blow in her mouth first? Or can I swap out the Fair Oaks Dodge jingle for 1 karate move? Just one. I just want one. I don't need to know all karate. Just one, right? Throw a guy down and then run away, screaming for the police to come help me. That's all I want. I'll take it. My daughter's gonna be dying, and I'm gonna be over her reciting Rutger Hauer's speech in the end of Blade Runner. Just. Hey, probably should have paid attention to that CPR class, but you know what? I've seen things you people wouldn't believe. Attack ships on fire off the shoulder of Orion. Oh, she's gone. Okay, well, that was a cool speech to hear before you died, I guess. Brain's fucking going. It is. And it's really hard now because, look, I could not be a more committed, progressive, feminist, pro-gay, pro-transgender person, but I cannot keep up with the fucking glossary of correct terms, goddammit. I'm trying. I want to help, but holy fuck. It's like a secret club password. They change it every week, and then you're in trouble. That's not the word we use. Fuck, you just, it was last week. I have hemorrhoids. My ass is falling out. I want to help. I know I'm an old cis white motherfucker, but don't give me shit because I didn't know the right term. Fucking RuPaul got into shit for saying tranny. RuPaul, who she laid down on the barbed wire of discrimination throughout the 70s and 80s so this new generation could run across her back and yell at her for saying tranny. What the fuck? And look, I will always change. I will always try to learn the new terms, but you gotta give me some fucking wiggle room. All right? My ass is falling out. I'm trying. And by the way, I don't know if you know, if you get hung up on words, then you're gonna let a lot of evil motherfuckers slip through because evil people learn the correct terms very quickly. I don't know if you noticed that. They're the first ones to learn it so they can smuggle their evil shit through. By saying everything correctly, even though they're hiding really bad shit in it. And a lot of times the good guys, they fuck up a couple of words, but listen to their heart. All right, I'm gonna give you 2 guys right now. One of them is a good guy, and one of them is a bad guy. I'm not gonna tell you which one. See if you can spot the good guy and the bad guy. Here's guy number one. While I happen to be heteronormative and certainly respect people who have alternate lifestyles, including gay, bi, lesbian, transgendered, omni, or pansexual, I still think that heteronormative behavior is a biological imperative, at least for propagating the species, and I believe that that does deserve the highest priority. That was guy number one. Here's guy number two. If a couple of fags want to get married or some dykes, they want to be man, how the fuck does that affect you, asshole? You know? And then the whole, listen, hey, if there's a, there's some tranny out there, it's like, hey, I don't want a dick no more. I want a vagina. Then boom, guess what? It's a she now. Or whatever the fuck, she, it, I don't know. Whatever they want to call themselves, that's it. Don't affect you. So if you see some guy, I don't care if he's got a chooch, it looks like a Boris Karloff horror movie. You gotta share the planet with that guy, all right? Or that girl, I don't fucking know. They'll tell me, right? Second guy was the good guy, who probably looks like an asshole, probably is wearing, you know, kind of rednecky shit. First guy is probably at a nice coffee bar, sipping a really, oh, this is a wonderful Tanzanian pea berry that was